go to the last verse. Truly he taught.
Let us Jesus' birth, back to warm live on earth. Once the light is coming, stand on a nice and a chain.
What's the joy that Christmas serving Jesus everywhere?
What's a piece that we may know when we trust in Him? When God loves everyone, whom He saved His dear Son.
Mommy, I want to tell you something.
Dylan Zeus, hope and light, joy, peace and love, these are gifts from heaven above.
Why do we use those decorations? Listen to each child and you will see what are things that we mean to you and me.
Bells are for ringing, glad tidings bringing, the birth of a special baby boy brings to us all gladness and joy.
We string lights around each tree to show God's love for you and me. God's love shines down on each one to show the birth of His precious Son.
Wreaths are beautiful, green and bright, God's reminder of hope so bright. So when you're down and want to mope, remember that Jesus brings us hope.
At Christmas time, we rush from store to store, search, wrap, and search some more. Each gift is stuffed under the tree, yet the best gift, Jesus' love, is free.
Carefully choose our Christmas tree, always green and alive, so that we see a gentle reminder through its grave, Jesus still brings us abundant life.
A manger's a place for hay, not a bed for a baby to lay. But I'm so thankful of Jesus' birth, I'm so glad He came to earth.
The wise men follow the stars so bright, shining down to give them light. Just as the stars show them the way, I know that Jesus will guide me each day. So when you're tired and feeling blue and there's no laughter for you, remember the gift that God gave to us, and soon you'll be looking up.
Mom, how did it say to you?
Christmas Eve at home when I was young, and father or mother would read the story of Jesus' birth.
And it came to pass in those days that there was out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, into the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished, and she shall be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, and shall be to all people. For unto you the born this day is the city of David, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on the earth peace, goodwill toward them, toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the children which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told unto them by shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them.
Those were happy days, to be sure. And when we were a little older, we went caroling on Christmas Eve. And maybe our voices weren't all that were to be desired, but we had a good time, and we enjoyed doing it, and folks enjoyed hearing us.
Thank you.
never will forget the first Christmas Henry and I were together, how we enjoyed trimming the little tree. And after the twins were born, how much fun we had watching them open their gifts, and their eyes were big as saucers. I remember, too, when our youngest girl, Julie, was married, what a pretty bride she made. And I remember that they didn't want any, they wanted mostly the songs about caroling and Christmas songs. How much baking I did the week before Christmas, but it was worth it all. And how I enjoyed doing it, and I would do it again if I could. Now I'm an old lady, and the children are scattered far and wide, and even the grandchildren are grown, and some of them married. I'm very much alone now. I notice it more than other times at Christmas. But I love the memories, and they grow more precious year by year.
She's asleep. I wondered if we bothered her.
I thought you said she would be tickled to death to have us come here.
She would be, too. I think she's very lonely, and I wanted her to know we cared.
Shall we waken her?
What's the use?
I think we should. We want to wish you Merry Christmas.
What's that? What did you say?
We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. Did you hear us singing?
I heard something that was very sweet, but I thought it was from memories long ago.
What did I tell you? She doesn't know the difference.
She does too. Would you like us to sing again so you know it is now?
Yes, I would, my dear. There was a man of Galilee who walked this earth years ago. He taught us how we ought to live and the things we need to know, of how to get on the narrow road that leads to heaven's gate. His blood was made the ransom price to deliver from sin's fate. His example in living was perfect. His words were wise and good. His compassion never ever failed when one in deep need stood. He healed the sick and raised the dead and made the blind to see. With a miracle fed multitudes and never charged a fee. He served in love and spoke the truth and was not afraid of men. For pretentious right and living wrong, he told them greatly then. He lived on earth 33 years, The Bible tells the story. They crucified the Son of God. He arose from death and went to glory. I've so enjoyed having you children come and share with me. It has made it wonderful. And now I have more memories to add to my Christmas collection.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas to you, my dears, and thank you for thinking of me.
I just have a few remarks in closing from Luke chapter 2 and verse 7. Luke chapter 2 and verse 7. The scripture says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn." Stable condition. Is your heart in stable condition? That's the question that we want to ask ourselves today and in this Christmas holiday season. Is my heart in stable condition? The stable seems like such an unusual place for the birth of a king, especially the King of Kings. And yet, you know, the stable didn't have the comforts of the Comfort Inn or the Ramada Inn or the Holiday Inn, but it had one thing all the other inns lacked, and that was room. There was room for Mary to come and to have her baby, that Jesus could be born that very night. And so the question I want to ask you today, is your heart in stable condition? Is there room in your heart for Jesus? Is there room in your heart for Jesus? Jesus says that he stands at the door of the heart and he knocks. And he's waiting for an invitation. He's waiting for you to ask him in. And if you're here today and you have never asked Jesus into your heart, if you've never made room in your life for him, I urge you to do that this very day. To open up the door of your heart and say, "Jesus, there is room in my heart for you. Would you please come in and would you be my Lord and Savior?" Would you open the door of your heart to him? You know, someday Jesus is going to be standing at heaven's door. And he's going to be wondering if we have opened our heart up for him when we were on earth, while we were alive. And if we open our hearts to him now, then he will open the door of heaven to us. But if we don't let him in now, if we don't let him in our heart, in our life, someday he will have to turn us away from the door of heaven. But if you've not asked Jesus to come into your heart, you can do that today. And then he'll open up the door of heaven and he'll let you come in. Make room for him now. Jesus always has room in heaven. He always has room for more. There's always room for somebody else at Jesus' house. There's a song that we sing sometimes at Christmas season. It says, "When the heavens shall ring and the angels sing at thy coming to victory, let thy voice call me home, saying, yet there is room at my side for thee. My heart shall rejoice, Lord Jesus, when thou comest and callest for me." Isn't that great that there's always room at the Lord's side? Jesus always has room. There's always a place for us at his side. There will be a place for us in heaven too. It doesn't matter how many people become Christians. There will always be room enough in heaven to accommodate them. And so if you're here today and you're not saved, you've not asked Jesus into your heart and into your life, please do that today. Do that before you leave here. Is your heart in stable condition? And then Christians, I want to ask you too, if your heart is in stable condition, is there room in your heart for Jesus this season? You know, we tend to get caught up in the programs and in the busyness of the season and buying gifts for each other and doing all kinds of things to celebrate Christmas. And along with that sometimes comes pressure and busyness that there's no room left in our life for Jesus. He's crowded out. Christians, we need to make sure that our hearts are in stable condition too, that there is room in this season for him. Because after all, he is the reason for the season, isn't he? It is His birth that we celebrate. And we want to keep our hearts in stable condition. You know, each day we face opportunities. We have blessings and we have opportunities that fill our heart. And if we respond correctly to those blessings and those opportunities, then there's room for Jesus. But if we let the opportunities and the busyness come into our life and the pressure increase, sometimes there is no room left for Him. And then Jesus said, "Inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, my brethren, you have done it unto me." We need to make room for others. There has to be room in our heart. There has to be room in our life for others. Room for Jesus, room for others. Is your heart in stable condition? Is there room in your inn for Jesus? Let's have your heads bowed and your eyes closed this morning. Is there anybody here, first of all, that you've not asked Jesus to be your Savior? You've not asked Him to come into your heart and to save you and to forgive you of your sins? Jesus wants to be born in your heart today. He wants to come in and He wants to fellowship with you. Is there anybody here, by a raised hand, you would say, "Pastor, would you pray for me? I want to receive Jesus. My heart has not been in stable condition. I've not had room for Jesus. But I'm making room and I want to invite Him in today." Anybody here? "Pastor, would you pray for me? I want to receive Jesus. I want my heart in stable condition." Anybody? And then Christians, there's a couple prayers that I would like you to consider so that your heart would be in stable condition. Would you be willing to pray, "Lord, keep my heart in stable condition that I have room for Jesus. And don't let the pressures and the busyness of this season crowd you out. But would you keep my heart in stable condition? I want room in my heart for Jesus." And the other prayer I would like you to consider praying is, "Lord, would you keep my heart in stable condition so that there is room for others? That there's room in my life for others this year. It won't be a selfish Christian Christmas. It won't be an introverted Christmas. But it'll be a warm Christmas where I embrace others into my fellowship, into my heart." Maybe you would just silently pray those two prayers to the Lord right now. "Lord, I want you to keep my heart in stable condition so there's room for you. And then, Lord, I want you to keep my heart in stable condition so there's room for others." Lord, we do thank you again for this time. And Lord, it is our desire. We don't mean to let things crowd you out. We just sometimes forget. And we get so busy that not purposefully, but yet the truth remains, we do leave you out. And so I pray, Lord, that you would keep each of our hearts in stable condition, that there would be room for you. And then, Lord, help us to see the needs of others. Sometimes we're so hard on that innkeeper. Why didn't he make room for Mary first? Why didn't he make room for her first of all, and then, as room permitted, give those to his other guests? But yet, Lord, we realize that he did what he could. He helped Mary and he helped the birth. He at least said, "There is room in my stable for you." So, Lord, help us to see the needs of others, that we would be able to help them this holiday season, this Christmas season. Keep our heart in stable condition so there's room for others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like you to take your songbooks, please, and let's turn to page number 418. 418. Let's stand as we sing our closing hymn this morning.
"Thou didst leave thy throne and thy kingly crown.
stars, verse 5. When the God bless you. You are dismissed. Thanks for coming to the program today.